You are listening or watching Roundtable.
Yeah, hopefully both, right?
Yes.
You're either doing one or the
other.
As
we're doing the live stream today. Yes, now let's talk about the last topic of today. There is apparently one more thing that couples can't see eye to eye on. A popular article on Chinese social media shows that men and women have very different views when it comes to the ideal height of their partner.
Yeah.
Yes, Lai Ming, start us off with what's ideal when it comes to Chinese internet users and they look at their partner's ideal height.
Well, it depends. In the eyes of boys, girls with this height with 155 centimeters or 5'8",
yeah.
5'08" fit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as the Americans would use it, girls with this height are the representation of meng in Chinese.
So cutesy.
Or cute, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely and cute. And being with them is just like scenes depicted as most adorable height differences in Chinese popular cultures. But For taller men, they would fancy maybe girls relatively taller than this. But regardless of what age men or how tall men are, they seem to overwhelmingly believe that the girls with the height of 168 centimeters is the most ideal.
Right. So basically what we're looking at here is short sometimes is seen as cute. When you're in the middle, though, sometimes it's confusing. Oh, is this skirt going to fit me? My left's so hard. And then when you're tall, maybe people see you as attractive, but then you get too tall and then it's, oh, you know, maybe, people are asking you questions like, are you an athlete? You play basketball? So this is how it's seen for girls, all right? We put this on the girls and maybe they stress about this a lot. That's not cool. But, for guys talking about them, I guess it sounds like the taller you are often is the better. And I was recently reading that, a researcher at, University of Liverpool in England, he conducted a study with 4,500 Polish men aged 25 to 60 and found that women often choose the taller guy. This isn't just something that we think is happening. It is something that's happening. So he thinks it comes from an evolutionary standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That is, maybe you can withstand the more vagaries of the world, basically the tough parts of the world, the predators and all these different things that are coming at you if you are a bit taller. I don't know if I necessarily believe this to sum this up. I think though evolution might describe, of course, this attraction, to some extent, I know in the history of the United States, now women are seen as the slimmer, the better. The slimmer athletic women are the women that guys really want to go after. But in the past, like the early 1900s, women that were a little more, with a little more meat on their bones, a little more curvy, were seen as attractive. You can see this in advertisements. So media and these kind of things also play a role, as I would say, as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting here is that I think for girls, actually, it doesn't matter that much how tall you are, as long as you're not too tall. That's in the Chinese context, above 168 centimeters. And I'm certainly taller than that. Yes. So yeah, it has a country context kind
of
thing.
Does that mean men are not as picky as women?
Well, but listen to this. And for girls, it's apparently, according to Chinese social media, 180 centimeters is the ideal for all guys. So in a way, I think it's just a lot of pressure on guys too. But when it comes to love, height is not an issue. That's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.